Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has reported that medication that's helped to prevent the potential syphilis outbreak in the state is in short supply right now across Kansas. As KSNT News reports, according to the KDHE and the Bureau of Disease Control and Prevention, they are warning Kansas providers that as of Monday, December 15th, that they were unable to maintain a sufficient supply of the Bicillin LA type of penicillin that's used to treat syphilis. In the statement, they say, quote, due to the national supply constraints, it's essential that we preserve available Bicillin stocks for patients with syphilis, for whom it remains the first line and often the only effective treatment. We ask that alternative therapies be considered for non-syphilic infections, including strep throat, tonsillitis, and other ailments, wherever clinically appropriate. In other news, Fort Riley ended up welcoming home their 5th Engineer Battalion and their 250 soldiers to the 1st Infantry Division yesterday with a patching ceremony. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Holiday season is right around the corner with the official holiday season starting December 20th and going through January 1st. As according to the AAA of Kansas and the American Automobile Association, they're predicting a record high number of individuals that will be traveling across the nation and here in Kansas, at least 50 miles or more for the 13-day holiday season. As according to AAA, they say that roughly nationwide, an estimated 122.4 million Americans are set to be traveling at least 50 miles or more, surpassing the 2024 record number of 119.7. Here in the state of Kansas, AAA of Kansas also predicts a high number of people on the roads, with roughly 1.25 million Kansans that will be traveling more than 50 miles for the holiday season, up 1% year over year, with 92% of them planning to drive to their destinations. At the same time, officials say that they are expecting more than 43,000 Kansans to be flying, with another 50,000 going on cruises or traveling by train or bus. Good America Network News.
Don't risk finding out if your farm is underinsured when you have a loss. Insuring to the accurate value of your livestock, equipment, structures, and inventory is an important consideration when reviewing your insurance coverage. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect your farm or ranch with a tailored policy that combines various coverage into one convenient package. Let's discuss your need and keep your property values up to date at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with midterm election season right around the corner for the state of Nebraska. Secretary of State Bob Evnen is reminding some of the candidates some of the rules that they must follow going into campaign and election season, reminding candidates that the use of the Great Seal of the state of Nebraska for political campaign purposes is strictly prohibited. In a statement from the Secretary of State's office, they say, quote, using the seal, like having a stamp of state endorsement, which is wholly inaccurate message of being conveyed by political campaigns or product marketing. As a recognized icon and honored symbol of the state, the Great Seal should be treated with integrity and respect. They went on to say that it's a common misconception that the state seal is available for public use, and anyone wishing to utilize the state seal must request a written permission from the Secretary of State. They say each request is evaluated individually, as the Secretary of State's office does grant permission only for official state business or for educational purposes. Mid-America Network News.
Kylie Bergstrom from the Seneca Area Chamber talks about a fun, festive activity happening around Seneca this holiday season, the Roman Nomies. For those who haven't heard yet, Kylie explains what exactly the Roman Nomies are.
The Roman Nomies are five little gnomes They're about 2.5-3 inches tall that like to roam around Seneca businesses in the winter or in the holiday months. They hide in different businesses every week. And if you find one, you bring it to the counter of the business you're at and you will receive a $25 Chamber gift certificate.
Kylie explains how this idea came about and how long it's been around.
So we used to do a giveaway where folks would like go into the businesses and like sign up. And we found that a lot of people would just go in, walk straight to the counter, sign up for the giveaway, and then walk back out. So the idea kind of became, well, what can we do to get them to actually look around the store? So the idea of finding something kind of was something we were looking at. And then in 2016, the Seneca Chamber, we decided to create what we then called our social media mascot, and his name is Seymour, and he is a gnome. And so ever since then, we kind of lean into the gnome thing. So that's kind of where the Roman gnomies came from. It's pretty fun. I think, well, and this is what, I think the sixth or seventh year, actually, we've probably done gnomes. So it's been going on for a little while.
And it's pretty easy to participate.
So yeah, if you see one of these little gnomes, and they've all got a little tag like on their feet that tells you, you know, that this is one of the Roman gnomies. They just take it up to the counter in whatever store they're in, and they turn it in, and the store worker will give them a $25 Chamber gift certificate. So then they can either spend right then or, you know, save for a later time too.
The Roman gnomies will only roam around until Christmas Eve.
So they begin their quest on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, and then they are out and about until Christmas Eve. There are 5 gnomes that get hidden every week, and they move around to the different businesses. So over the whole season, we give out over $800 in Chamber gift certificates just with the gnomes.
There are 15 businesses in Seneca participating in the Roman Gnomies.
So we have 15 businesses. They're just retail businesses that are Chamber of Commerce members in Seneca. We open it up to those businesses and if they choose to participate. So Baumgars, CMT Designs, Fitted, Hein and True Value, Leonard's Liquor and Deli, Midwest Ink Company, Picture This, Smith's Drive Through Liquor, Seneca Florist, Seneca Variety, Stahlbummer Lumber, Soothers Building Supply, The Market on Main, Uniquely Gifted, featuring Soul Provider, and United Patriot Supply.
Depending on each business, there aren't any updates if someone finds a gnome.
Every Monday, the gnomes move to new businesses, but we don't tell you where they've roamed to, so you have to check all participating businesses to try to find them. And kind of to keep with that mystery, we don't post updates of like when a gnome has been found. Some of the individual businesses choose to, but the chamber, we will wait until Christmas to post all of the winners from the whole season.
There aren't any other activities planned that tie into the gnome hunt. It's just an added bonus.
Not specifically. We just, you know, always encourage folks to, when they're out and about shopping or at other, you know, some of the stores have their own promotions going on this time of year. So it's just kind of an added benefit to be looking for the gnomes while you're out doing other things.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Joella R. Runnebaum, age 87, of Centralia, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Corning. Burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday at 2 and again at 7 p.m. at the Lower Funeral of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Joella Runnebaum. Joyce Stryker, age 85, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, from St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Joyce Stryker. Willa I. Erickson, age 96, of Olsburg, passed away Thursday. Graveside service Friday, 11 a.m., Summerfield Cemetery. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30 at the Anders Fifely Funeral Home of Riley, in charge of arrangements for Willa Erickson. James A. Scott, age 82, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday at 1 at the First Lutheran Church, Summerfield. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 7 p.m. at the church, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for James Scott. Mary M. Holly, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 4 until 8 p.m. Family will see friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Holly. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, chicken tortellini soup, French bread, spinach salad, and plums. Tomorrow, ham salad sandwich, tomato soup, celery with carrots, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from early Thursday morning until early Thursday evening. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Rain showers are possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Northwest winds 15 to 30 and gusting as high as 50. Then staying partly cloudy over Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens and mid 20s. More sunshine as we head into Friday, warmer again with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then staying partly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s and staying mostly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Then mostly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 42, record high in the state 66. The average low 19, the record low 10 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening at 5:04. It's 28 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 17th of December. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, this is Lisa Durier, Life Care Center of Seneca. We hear, what's the big deal? And all nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as briefs, tissues, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care, it's included in the room rate. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville offers catering. With barbecue or any other menu options available, call for a quote today for your next event. Easy and delicious with Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
It's a Big Apple celebration. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. We've seen a lot since 1973. Back then, the Dolphins, reigning Super Bowl champs, A's were the World Series champs, Notre Dame able to claim a college football title. And the Knicks were the champions in the NBA. It's the last time they won anything in the association until last night.
They haven't won a championship since 1970 and 1973, but they got themselves an Emirates NBA Cup. The Knicks are winners, taking out San Antonio 124-113.
Mark Testacher, ESPN Radio. Knicks rally and outscore the Spurs 35-19 in the fourth quarter to win by 11. Jalen Brunson, 25 points and 8 assists. He's named the MVP of the NBA Cup. In Las Vegas, Commissioner Adam Silver says they're still looking at possible expansion. They'll have a decision at some point in 2026. College hoops. Top-ranked Arizona goes to 10-0 with a win over Abilene Christian. Duke pulls away and beats Lipscomb by 24. Blue Devils are now 11-0. Number 20 Tennessee snaps a three-game losing streak.
Last year, they beat Louisville by 22. Tonight, they will beat Louisville by 21. The 20th-rated Volunteers, 83. The number 11 Cardinals, 62. Big victory, big orange tonight.
Mike Keith on Learfield. On the women's side, fourth-ranked UCLA beats Cal Poly 115-28. 87-point win, their largest since 1976. College bowl season, Jacksonville State wins the Salute to Veterans Bowl. First time they've beaten Troy since 1990. Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love makes it official. He's entering the NFL draft. Hockey, Canucks shut out the Rangers 3-0. New York's sixth shutout loss at home this season, most in a single season in franchise history. Wild shut out the Capitals 5-0. Toronto rallies to beat Chicago 3-2. Avs with a third period comeback to beat Seattle 5-3.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Hey, nice savings balance. Well done.
Thanks.
What you saving for? New car?
Nah, it's to pay thousands in fines and court costs after I got pulled over for drinking and driving.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you better keep saving.
Yeah.
Drinking and driving can wipe you out in more ways than one. It can hurt or even kill innocent people, drain your bank account, tear your future apart, even take your life. You're smarter than that. This holiday season, drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Tuesday night basketball action in girls' play. Marysville fell to Rock Creek 65-52. Wamego edged Chapman 50-41. Clay Satter topped Abilene 34-30. And Concordia fell to Heston 52-28. Boys' play. Marysville fell to Rock Creek 60-24. Wamego over Chapman 55-33. Clay Satter beat Abilene 78-57. And Concordia fell to Heston 57-48. Girls action in the TVL, Valley Heights over Nemaha Central, 41-26. Frankfort fell to Blue Valley, 52-36. Axtell girls over Cornerstone, 67-30. Washington County fell to Smith Center, 67-37. Lynn tripped Solomon, 78-9. And Diller O'Dell fell to Johnson Brock, 60-28. Boys play, Valley Heights falls to Nemaha Central, 60-24. Frankfort over Blue Valley, 63-45. Axtell ran past Cornerstone 96-30. Washington County over Smith Center 56-49. Lynn took Solomon 50-46, while Diller O'Dell fell to Johnson Brock 75-28.
This holiday season, give the gift of adventure. United Patriot Supply in Seneca has the perfect gear for every outdoor enthusiast. From hunting rifles and hard-to-find ammo to tactical gear and stocking stuffers, visit our new store at 1709 North Street or browse online at unitedpatriotsupply.com. Support local, shop smart, and make spirits bright with gifts they'll really want. United Patriot Supply, where tradition meets the holidays.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A disappointing report on U.S. job creation pushed the Standard & Poor's to its third losing session in a row. The index finished down by 0.25% Tuesday. The Dow Jones fell 300 points. The one bright spot, the NASDAQ, gained 0.25%. The president's tariffs may be taking a bite out of work at the nation's busiest seaport. The head of the Port of Los Angeles says imports last month fell nearly 12% compared to a year ago. Outgoing traffic at the port was down more than 8%. Despite a string of high-profile glitches involving its self-driving cars, rideshare provider Waymo is in talks to raise $15 billion in funding in the new year. A cash infusion would put the value of the robo-taxi company as high as $110 billion. This might be the Christmas to buy a coveted Birkin bag. Auction prices for secondhand Birkins have fallen from their pandemic highs and now fall in the $10,000 to $35,000 range. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Wednesday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the third day of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day. And overall, it was a red day once again in the grains market. They finished up the day the same way they kicked off yesterday's trade day, and that was in the red all across the board and not making any pushes into the green at all throughout the day. For the seeds market, it was somewhat of a similar story, but the last 10 minutes of the trade day yesterday had some more green numbers pop up, so mixed to mostly lower across the board there. And for the livestock, both the cattle and the hogs finished the day up well into the green. We'll see if these trends can snap the three-day streak of a lower average price. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. In the corn market, March corn down 3.25 at 436.5. May also down 3.25 at 444.5. Kansas City wheat for March down 7 cents at 505 even. May down 6.75 at 517.5. In the oats market, March oats down 3.75 at 277.25. May down 4 cents at 285.75. In the bean market, January beans down 9 cents at 1062.75. March down 9.5 at 1071.75. Soybean meal for January down $1.10 at 302.40, March down 50 cents at 306.10. Soybean oil for January down $1.12 at 48.36, March down $1.10 at 48.91. In the canola market, January canola down 3.80 at 598.10, March down $4 at 611.30. And in the cotton market, March cotton down 84 cents at 63.10, May down 80 cents at 64.26. And in the energies, crude oil for January down $1.49 at 55.33. Unleaded gas for January down 4 cents down to $1.68. Heating oil for January down a nickel at 2.13. And natural gas for January down 12 cents at 3.88. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. While we are getting into the winter months, there is still a risk of fires around homes and properties. State Fire Management Officer with the Kansas Forest Service, Bill Walm, describes what risks and causes to keep in mind in Kansas.
It's a mix of art and science when we talk about wildland fire management and wildland fire concerns. When we teach it, we teach the fire triangle. It's weather, it's heat, and it's fuel. The fuel being the grass and the trees on the ground that burn. The heat being the daytime temperatures and the relative humidity. And that's sort of associated with the weather as well and the wind, right? And so it's a combination of those three factors that lead to how a fire is going to burn or not burn on any given day. And in Kansas, any given day can be dramatically different from the other day.
He shares how you can help prevent wildfires.
I think what we ask everybody to do is just be aware, right? The more you're aware of the decisions you make and how it may impact your neighbors, I think that would be a big win. If you're going to do a controlled burn, it's great. As fire managers in the state of Kansas, we think use of fire is a great way to manage the landscape. We do. We're proponents of it. But maybe you shouldn't burn on that day when the next day you're going to have 50 or 60 mile an hour winds. Maybe it's not the best day to burn. Or you need to make sure you pay attention and do a little bit of extra work on those downwind perimeters of your controlled burn unit to make sure they're mopped up and secure, right? Just being aware of what you're doing, how it may impact other things would be a huge win in the state.
Doing work ahead of time is the best way to reduce fire concerns, says Walm.
Most of the success that a private landowner is going to have in protecting their home, or it could be in the community as well, is the work that you do before the fire even starts. That's the take-home message there. And so simple things like keeping flammable vegetation away from the perimeter of your house, we look at going out at least 60 feet. So some of those shrubberies, evergreen shrubberies, which look pretty nice right up against the house. We'd ask people to think about, do you really need that? Can you remove that? Can you keep your lawns mowed green? Any wooden shingles and wooden siding? That's always something that we pay attention to, making sure you clean your gutters out. Having good ingress, good access to your property is very important. We've had several examples in the Hutchinson area of large fires where we just couldn't get into the property with the larger fire trucks, right? So taking the time to trim the trees away. So, look at your property. I encourage you to do a 360-degree walk around your property and see, could this thing really withstand a fire? And then if there's questions on it, Kansas Forest Service has the specialists, people with experience that can come out and help a landowner do an assessment of their property.
That was State Fire Officer with the Kansas Forest Service, Bill Walm, on understanding fire risks in Kansas. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today. over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Commission Company with some special consignments for our sale this Friday, December the 19th. Red heifer consignments include 110 fancy front-end Angus and sim-Angus first calf heifers. Many are AI bred. The balance will be bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for February 1 calving. There will be 119 choice reputation red Angus and red white face bred heifers. Many are AI bred for February March calving. 40 black Angus and 18 red Angus second calf heifers for February April calves. There'll be bred cows, include 40 big fancy purebred Peeper genetic red Angus cows. They're 6 years to short and solid and bred to Peeper genetic bulls for March and April calves. 52 reputation Hereford cows, 6 years to broken mouth, bred to Van Newkirk bloodline Hereford bulls for March and April calves. 250 black, red, and Charlotte cross cows. They're 3 years older. They're bred for March and April calving also. 32 reputation black fall calving cows. They're 3 to 6 years old. They'll have September, October calves by side. For more information on the special cow sale to be held this Friday in conjunction with their regular feeder cattle auction at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
If the tooth fairy still pays an occasional visit to your home, your household is engaged in a custom that dates back centuries. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 17th, the 351st day of the year. Most households with small children still get visits from the Tooth Fairy. It evolved from an 18th century French fairy tale in which a fairy changes into a mouse and helps defeat an evil king by stealing his teeth. Today, of course, the Tooth Fairy leaves behind a bit of cash. And the most recent Tooth Fairy poll says the average per tooth payout dropped to a little over $5 this year, from a high of nearly $6 a couple years ago. Delta Dental, which conducts the survey, says it's also been a remarkable indicator of the U.S. economy. The rise and fall of tooth payouts have tracked closely with stock market ups and downs. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more fun facts online at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, it's 27 degrees. Mild highs in the mid to upper 50s today. Then look out, the winds move in. Late today, tonight, into Thursday, extremely gusty conditions across parts of the Midwest. We'll look for cooler temps, seasonal highs, middle 40s on tap then tomorrow.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College basketball in action last night as the Kansas Jayhawks ended up topping the Towson Tigers with a 73-49 victory, putting the Jayhawks now to a 9-3 overall record. The Tigers are sitting at 6-5. It was the Jayhawks all night long going into the end of the first half, over 11 points up over the Tigers and putting another 37 points on the board for the second half. Flory Badunga had 18 points with 27 minutes of play, 10 rebounds. Bryson Tiller had 11 points. Melvin Council Jr. had 15 points. And Trey White put 16 points on the board with 29 minutes of play, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. The win for the Jayhawks again put them at 9-3 for their overall record in the middle of the pack for the Big 12 Conference. They've also moved up from that number 19 slot on the national AP polls to number 17. They're back in action again on Monday next week after almost a week off, where they tip at 7 p.m. as they are still at home taking on Davidson. It will be their last game of 2025.
Rock Creek Mustangs look very much like the top-ranked 4A team in Kansas, handling Marysville 60-24 in Tuesday night's tip-off. Rock Creek, jumping to a 23-5 first quarter lead, was up 30 at the half, outscored Marysville 10-0 in the third quarter, where before the Bulldogs salvaged a 13-9 fourth. Rock Creek had three players in double figures, led by Logan Klingenberg with 11 points, Peter Martini with 10, and lots of points off the bench. Marysville was led by reserve Ty Hager with 11 points. 60-24, Rock Creek goes undefeated three starts. Marysville falls to 1-3. Rock Creek girls are also top 10 ranked, and they beat Marysville 65-52. Despite a fourth-quarter comeback effort for Marysville for a second straight night, Rock Creek was led by Lucy Martini with 24, Kylie Frazee 20. Rory Pitzer out with four fouls late in the second half, fouled out. She scored 11 points anyway, 3-0 start for Rock Creek. Marysville's Kesey Rush had 24. Lady Bulldogs go 1-3, 65-52 girls final as Marysville hosts Concordia. Final tip before the Christmas break, Friday. It's live on DNDY.
Tuesday night basketball action in girls play. Marysville fell to Rock Creek 65-52, while Wamego edged Chapman 50-41. Clay Setter topped Abilene 34-30, and Concordia fell to Heston 52-28. Boys play, Marysville fell to Rock Creek 60-24, Wamego over Chapman 55-33. Clay Setter beat Abilene 78-57, and Concordia fell to Heston 57-48. Girls action in the TVL, Valley Heights over Nemaha Central 41-26. Frankfort fell to Blue Valley 52-36. Axtell girls over Cornerstone 67-30. Washington County fell to Smith Center 67-37. Lynn tripped Solomon 78-9. And Diller O'Dell fell to Johnson Brock 60-28. Boys play, Valley Heights falls to Nemaha Central 60-24. Frankfort over Blue Valley 63-45. Axtell ran past Cornerstone 96-30. Washington County over Smith Center 56-49. Lynn took Solomon 50-46, while Diller O'Dell fell to Johnson Brock 75-28.
KNDY.